Yes, sir.
Hi, Al. It seems to me, I just don't know, but you'll have to think it through, that with this up and down syndrome that Henry's in and his knowing his rather emotional lack of moorings at the moment, that I'd feel a hell of a lot more comfortable if you were with him rather than here, particularly since we're beginning to change our attitude with regard to the Agnew mission, which I think we may totally change, you know what I mean? I think the more I think about it, the idea appeals, particularly in view of that White House's reaction and that last message. The second point is, if you were to go back, is somewhat of a message. I mean, you can sit there with Henry and be as belligerent as is necessary in terms of, or as calming as necessary as the thing goes on. I don't know, just rushing back and forth across the Atlantic may seem like a frenetic operation, but on the other hand, important matters to discuss. You did come back, you did discuss them.
I don't think there's any difficulty at all as far as atmospherics and going back. I've got a call into Henry right now, and I was going to suggest this.
Well, you raised with him my rather deep reservations with regard to the Connolly thing. I mean, the Agnew thing, and that at this point, I think that he could be more useful there with him, and that you'd on me, that I suggested that he might return, then go on, that I feel it's vitally important just to keep the talks going as long as there's any hope, and then just ask for a recess, but with no threats. I'm at the recess. Just do it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I mean, this is not a time. I don't want him to get Al into the frame of mind he was in the first two or three days, you know, thinking in those choice on the sword, we'll rally the country idea. That's, you see, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, sure.
That's they just got to, you know, we got to realize what plays we can make. And I think that right now that's not something we're about ready to do. We're ready to let him have it, but we're going to just go let him have it. And Henry, it's going to be difficult for him to, if I have to go home and brief. He won't have to brief. He just says it's a recess.
Didn't have to. That's right.
Said I wouldn't brief. I'd just come home and I'd start hitting them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Which would be my view. But I think if he hears it directly from you, so if you call him and tell him of our confidence. So I know what happens here. He goes through all of these tortuous, you know, negotiation. He's got this wrapped up and that wrapped up, and now tomorrow we'll finish it. Then they come back the next day and they hardline him again.
Exactly.
And then he just gets discouraged as hell. Isn't that what it is?
That's right.
He is. From his messages, Al, I just think he has been up and down an awful lot. Am I wrong?
No, but quite frankly, that's the way they play it. And that's a tactic. It's a conscious tactic. They play it one day.
Right.
Just on the verge and ready to go. And the next day, they're just totally unreasonable.
Yeah. Well, that's the way we are then. And I think you're being up there and being back and find out that there's not going to be any. Just look ominous as hell, which you have every right to.
Right, and that's what I generally do.
Yeah, I know it's easy for you. So the thing I want, but what I meant is, at this point, you're going back and you're there, and then after they've met a couple of days, then you have a recess, if necessary. If they say that, and then we'll recess, and then we'll start going and bring in and say, look, you fellows failed, and we're sorry, and that's that.
Fine.
Okay.
Good, sir. I'll get right through them.